Utah House Republicans are trying to make it more difficult to revive a bill that has failed to pass in committee. The move comes after Democrats attempted last week to bring a bill advancing Governor Gary Herbert's Healthy Utah plan to the House floor. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
House majority leaders made it clear this session that they did not want the governor's Medicaid expansion plan brought to the floor for debate. But last week, after Healthy Utah failed to pass through committee, Democrats made use of a procedural rule. They forced the body to decide whether or not to bring the governor's plan to the House floor. The attempt failed, but Republicans were outraged. Now House leaders have made a move to change the rules. Democratic Representative Carol Spackman Moss says it's driven by politics.
I do believe it was targeted. It was payback, if you will.
House Majority Leader Jim Dunnigan introduced a joint resolution Monday that would raise the threshold of votes required to lift a failed bill to the House floor. Previously, it took a majority, but Dunnigan's resolution would require two-thirds of the body.
I think it was a quick fix to something that angered some people, and they just wanted to see some kind of retribution, if you will, and let us know that we did something that displeased them.
When asked if this move was prompted by Democrats' actions last week, Dunnigan insisted that this is something he wanted to do last year, but he admitted that Democrats, quote, jogged his memory. Reporters asked Dunnigan whether there was angst about the way Democrats put Republicans on the spot.
I observed some of that myself. It's actually, you know, there's still an avenue there. It's a higher threshold, as it should be, for a failed bill.
Dunnigan's resolution was approved by the House Rules Committee. It goes next to the full House. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.